All right, welcome to the podcast. We're live. You know this, right, Marissa?
Hello?
We're live here.
We are live, honestly. We are live. Welcome to Fogcast number one. I don't know what's happening. Everyone in this room is slightly tipsy, so we're going to get started.
Hi, this is Marissa Coleman, also known as Twitter user at Gabberick. If you're not following, please consider. So we have a great podcast for you. We got Jack Eichel here. He's ready to be interviewed. We have Conrad at Adderdorsis.
Thank you very much.
Consider following or not as critical as the first option. But if you have any questions, feel free to at Fog Squad. We'll try to answer them unless they're terrible questions, and then we'll ignore them. Because I really don't have time for most of your bullshit right now.
Honestly, clearly you can also call in, but if you didn't, we don't want to hear your voices.
I don't have time to listen
exactly.
to you.
Exactly. Like, we would much rather read text. So, Marissa, what's the first thing we're going to talk about tonight?
Let's see what our questions we have gotten so far.
I honestly don't think we've gotten a single question.
What's your fave Hamilton song? The one where he dies, Let's Move On, How Much Do You Love Me, from Steffo. I don't know.
That's a terrible question to ask a Fog Squad.
I know. It's like I feel very put on the spot right
now.
Honestly, if you ask me that for 10 minutes, I feel very put on the spot.
I mean, honestly, maybe you should just start thinking better, but I don't know. It's hard to think right now, to be honest.
How many people are listening in?
Do you want a cinnamon donut?
I don't want a cinnamon donut.
Are you sure?
I don't know if you can even hear Conrad.
Nutter butter.
I mean,
you just fucking got your own nutter butter.
I don't know how we can tell how many. Well, please at me if you're listening.
Don't at her, because she just wants the attention. It would be
I do. I really want. I'm like Tyler Sagan, but of the Twitter tweeting sphere.
You do know that Tyler Sagan also has a Twitter, right? You are aware of this?
Yeah.
Remember that time that he got hacked by his friends?
I don't want to talk about this. I don't think this is worth any time or energy.
Let's move on to Jamie Benn. What do you think about Jamie Benn, Marissa?
Are we just going to talk about these stars the entire time?
I honestly think we should just start talking trash now.
Hey, speaking of stars, I have a game tomorrow. Can I get, on the nervous so I can get Buffalo?
All right, so we got Jack Eichel here with us. I'm not sure why he's here. He wants to talk. I'm going to let him talk.
What are you going to interview me, or are you just going to let me talk?
What do you think about Jamie Benn?
Benn, I feel like she's carrying his team, but I feel like I could carry my team to the cup, you know? Like, here I am coming from Boston, but here I'm in Boston now, ready to win this fucking cup, you know?
Jack, you have a game tomorrow. You sound slightly tipsy. Are you okay?
What are you talking about? I fucking train. 27. I get 4 hours of sleep. I got 27. I get 7 hours on the ice. I get a good 4 hour rest, eating lunch. I get a good 4 hour lunch. I get another 7 hours on the ice. What's that? 14 before 18. I get another 6 hours where I just work out and then I'm going to bed, you know? That's how I do it. Don't accuse me of wasting my fucking time. I don't waste time here. I drink never. Never I drink.
Never? You drink never?
Me and Evander Kane, we just hang out and we just work out. That's us. Us, buddy line mates, good to go. Ready for the game tomorrow. Going to score hundreds of goals here. We're going to do this shit. Now, what else you got coming for me?
Honestly, I don't know. Marissa, do you have a question for Jack?
Why?
Because I fucking want to win. I win, period. That's what I do. I was born 1996 to win. 96 is a winning year, besides Evander Kane's year. I forget when he was born. But you know what? Me and him, we win. That's what we do.
Isn't Evander Kane, 80 years old by now?
Evander Kane is a nice, round number, I think. I think he's, 28.
Let me look it up on the roster real quick. But I'm pretty sure.
You would think you would know how old Evander Kane is.
I know how old. Are you serious? Are you seriously asking me how old Evander Kane is?
Yes, I am.
What do you think he is? How old do you think he is? Are you serious right now?
Let the record reflect, he's all saying this while furiously Googling on his phone.
Even, like, come on. Everyone knows he's 24.
He says, everyone after checking knows. His phone.
I knew he was 24. Come on. Me and him, we go, like, back to the fucking draft day. Back to my draft day. I know him. He knows me. We know that we were line mates since the fucking the start of the season. Before the start of the season. Like, preseason. That's what we know.
Jack, do you have any words for your unicorn costume you wore at college?
First of all, I want to say shout out to my new fans. Like, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to me. Like, you know that I'm gonna love you guys for the rest of my life here. The rest of my life. And I want to shout out to my Boston fans. You know how I was back then. You know how I am. That's just me, you know? That's just me. I was who I was then. I am who I am now. I got no regrets, you know? I got no regrets. No regrets how I am. No regrets how I was. I got no regrets. And that's how I'm going to play tomorrow. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to get no regrets. I'm going to get 6 goals tomorrow. 6 fucking goals. I'm going to get fucking 2 hat tricks. Ovechkin better fucking watch me coming because I'm coming for that fucking scoring title, all right? Here we go.
All right, thank you, Jack. Do you want to join us for the rest of this podcast?
No, I'm good. I'm out. I'm gonna go, go to the gas station over there. You know, we're good. I'll see you later.
All right, thank you, Jack. So that was Jack Eichel. He had a lot of words for us. That's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, he's gonna get to the gas station and
since he can't drive, obviously. Since Jack Eichel is 18 years old, doesn't have his driver's license. I don't know how he's going to get there, but...
Or even, like, walk to the dorm with the door ace. This current condition.
I feel like I should keep drinking. Jack, do you want any more drinks?
Once again, if you have any questions, please tag Fog Squad. We'll be watching. We'll be trying to answer.
Questions. Let me know.
I'm not questioning you guys. I'm questioning Jack Eichel.
I never thought we would have the opportunity to trust Jack Eichel, but here we are. Fog Squad has really taken off over the past couple of months.
I know. So thanks for all our original fans. If you haven't noticed, we started off with a podcast, so it's an actual honor to be able to continue with this. Because who could imagine that us, a year ago, to now, where we're both sitting in my dorm with cups of Malibu, trying to shush Jack Eichel before my RAs can hear him? God, we've really made the big leagues, buddy.
You know what, Marissa? I think we need to have a toast right now.
Yeah.
Let's have a toast to the douchebags.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. Okay, well, that's terrible.
Whoa.
It's all over my sleeve.
Whoa.
Jack is still in the room for some reason.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Whoa.
New talk. Well, I think one of the biggest news of the night is the Sharks score. Pretty sure it's like, what, 4-2 right now? Can't wait for it to be 6-2. You know what they say, Marissa?
Big.
No, the saying was going to be 6-2-BU, but, you know. Oh, well, actually, it's Jack is showing me that it's actually 4-3 right now. Mm-hmm. Not sure why Jack knows the NHL score for the Sharks Lightning game, but obviously...
I don't know the competition.
Obviously, he's on top of everything, including whatever sentence that he just said earlier, which I don't remember at this point.
So the big news is actually how we're going to go switch to a 3-on-3 style for the All-Star game. Very controversial. It's actually the most controversial thing currently happening in the NHL.
It's true.
So it's really something where it can make or break the NHL.
I honestly can't think of a single, like, more controversial event that happened in the past year or so.
It's really the only thing that's happening
honestly,
in the NHL at this level.
Like, if you ask me right now if I ever thought that this controversy would happen, like, I would say no. The NHL is like, let me finish talking, Jack.
I was trying to whisper in your ear. I'm sorry.
You're talking very loudly. Sorry, guys. Jack is being a little weird today. He's obviously not feeling well, a little under the weather. If you can't tell, his voice is a little different. That's because he's sick. He's going to go play that game 6 tomorrow.
Yeah, he's 100% sober. He's just very sick right now.
Yeah, he's very, very sick. What was my sentence I was saying? Oh, the controversy. Like,
the only controversy.
The NHL's been around for, what, like 100 years on that right now? I mean, the NHL.
300?
The NHL was around for the Spanish flu. I'm pretty sure that the NHL was here when Christopher Columbus.
1900s. Know your history. I'm so disappointed.
I mean, the NHL was founded in the 1900s, so.
No, the NHL, everyone knows that the first NHL game was between the Plymouth Pumleters and the New Jersey...
No, that's wrong. The very first NHL game was an outdoor game starring the Chicago Blackhawks. Like, you just got to know this stuff, man. Like, the Chicago Blackhawks.
Now that's basic history right there.
Basic history. Jack is chiming
in. Thanks, Jack Eichel.
Jack Eichel is exactly 400 years old. Did you know this? Jack, can you confirm or deny?
I'm going to have to deny that one.
I mean,
thanks, Jack.
No,
thank you, Jack.
Do you think this 3-on-3 thing is going to work?
Can you
answer that question? Or are you just going
to
look
at...
I'm talking to the only person that's talking to Connor.
She said Jack.
I said Jack.
She said Jack.
Yeah, he did.
All right, as Jack, I'd like to answer this question. So, here's what I think about the A...
Volume check.
I'm sorry about the volume. Here's what I think about the NHL All-Star Game 3-on-3 competition. So, what have we got here? We got insane goaltending, because obviously we're going to draw the best goaltenders of the NHL at the moment. We got the most insane forwards coming into the NHL All-Star Game, ready to score some goals. And what do we got defensive-wise? We got Erik Karlsson, and that's about it. Maybe P.K. Subban, he's probably going to be in there. P.K. Subban's going to be in there.
I don't know. Maybe he isn't.
Wouldn't he? I don't know.
Well, no, I think...
he's not going to be there.
I just don't think he's...
I just think they draft dead players in the NHL All-Star Draft. Regardless, though,
we got to check the rule book first.
Yeah, we got to check the rule book.
All right. I think it's not in the rule book, but if we draft P.K. Subban and Erik Karlsson, we're going to have, like, 90 forwards and 2 defensemen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So here's what I think. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a close game, you
mm-hmm.
know? It's going to be a 3-on-3.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hard hockey.
Mm-hmm.
That's all
both ways.
Using the body.
For 17 games.
Using the body.
I mean, I think it's 17. I don't know. It might be 17 games. 17 games, 2 defensemen, 90,000 forwards. It's going to be a close match. You know, it's going to be like 90-90 each way because the goaltenders are not going to know what to do with 3 forwards on the fucking ice besides if you're playing the Ottawa players or if you're playing the Canadian players. And if you play the Canadian players, you got P.K. Subban coming in with a slash off of the point because he's got those fucking solid snipes. And if you got Karlsson from the Ottawa players, you got him coming in. To wrap up, I think it's gonna be a good time, you know? You got John Scott in there. He's going to make a huge splash in the All-Star Game. He's going to be a good time. And, you know, it's going to be a good time. 3-on-3, it's the future. The future of the NHL, 3-on-3 for 60 minutes. That's the way it's going to go. That's
right.
What I got to say about that.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Jack.
Hell yeah, Jack.
Hell yeah, Jack.
Thank you very much.
Someone banging on the wall here. Or
it's
hammering.
Me, actually. I'm banging someone right now.
It's a trophy.
So once again, if you have any questions, please at Fog Squad. Don't tag it. It's a lot of fucking work. Like, to check up tags. What's up with Twitter? But,
I gotta get ready right now.
Someone keeps banging on the wall. That's all I can think about right now.
That's Jack. We already cleared this.
But I really enjoy this idea of a 3-on-3. Because the issue is when there's 5 players on the ice, that's too many. I can't count that high.
True.
It's hard to keep track.
I mean,
and then,
right? Like, okay, so there's 2 forwards on each team?
I think there's three.
Then there's the two... What
God, there's
called?
Just so many, I can't even keep track.
Are they called the defense people?
Bangers.
Bangers.
They're called bangers.
Perfect. And then you got that, what's it called?
Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, the Marshmallow Man and net, you know? And then that's 5 players on one team. Like,
God, like.
And then there's 2 teams.
And then they switch.
And then, yeah, and then they switch sides. You're like, oh.
It's like, zip. Who is this?
Who's wearing white? Who's wearing the colors, you know? Like, I feel like this is a racist thing. I also don't want to wear colors. Like, I don't understand it. It's just too much. And then there's players on the bench. Like, bench players? Like, who's the bench players? Like, do you want me to count 24 more people? Like, I can't do this.
God.
I can't do this math.
It feels like I need a mathematical degree at this point to even follow who's on the ice at this point.
I feel like I need, like, a computer science degree in order to just keep up with hockey. Like, I just don't think it's physically possible at this rate.
I know. So they're really – this is something that's been needed to be done forever. I think they should actually just completely cut out the five-on-five structure they normally do and just do it constantly because
– honestly, I feel like every NHL team should only have three players.
Yeah, it's like, just cut them.
Think about how much easier it would be to count those numbers. Three. 8+3 is.
And it means, like, the big thing is every player wants to make sure their name's recognized. If we actually cut it down to three players per NHL team, those players get name recognition.
Exactly. Like, let's just think of some random player that nobody would ever think about. Steven Stamkos. You would obviously know Steven Stamkos, right? Think about it.
Who's Steven Stamkos?
Steve? His name is Steve, I think.
Oh, you mean Steve? You mean Steve from Tampa Bay?
Yes, yeah, Steve from Tampa Bay, or our friend Steve. Shout out, Steve. Really disappointed you can't be here tonight, but really missing you, man. I just got really emotional because I miss you so much. And Steve, please call me back. I miss you so much. Please don't ignore me.
Okay, so back on this new structure, I think it's just really the turn of the century because the NHL is outdated. Because what happens is you have these grown men who put on, like, colors. I kind of lost my chain.
The 1900s. But not only that, but they're putting all this padding. Like, what are you protecting yourself from?
It makes you really suspicious because when there's, like, grown men going on the ice completely covered in body armor, like, white men with body armor, like, in this economy, like...
I feel like I'm going to be colonized. I feel like my body's about to be colonized.
Exactly. Like, as a white person, even I'm afraid. Like,
you should be. I feel like you would clutch your purse closer to you when you get into an elevator with one of those large men, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, there's just so much, you know? It's unnecessary. Honestly, Marissa, this might be controversial, and I want you to stick with me here, but I think the NHL should be canceled.
You're going to have to expand on that, and you're going to have to use a little more detail. Jack Eichel, shut up.
I just want to ask if there's any more liquor in this room before I go on.
We're not... Okay, we don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know what liquor is. Clearly,
we don't know what liquor means. We're all 12 years old here. But back on your thought of expanding, because Jack Eichel now has no more permission to talk.
Of course, yes. I mean, just think about it. Like, just think about how much money we would have if the NHL was just canceled, you know? Like, how much money, you know, do you put into the NHL? Like, I would think at least $20, you know, at least. At the very least, minimum $20, you know?
You would probably, if you completely canceled the entire NHL season, you'd probably have enough money to buy a poor girl a teddy bear for Christmas.
Or you could buy a pizza. You know, you could buy a good pizza with that $20.
Yeah, like, now that you say it, when I think, like... When I'm comparing 82 games a season per team to having a pizza, like,
it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
When you put it in those terms, it's definitely worth the thought. I think it's definitely worth some more discussion.
Let us know what you guys think about the NHL being canceled forever. Don't forget that the NHL was alive during the Spanish flu. Therefore, it's been around for a little too long, in my opinion. Just a little bit too long.
Everything that's good must end, and God knows it hasn't been good in a while.
That's true.
That's true. Jack Eichel does not have permission to comment.
Shut the front door, Jack Eichel. Honestly.
I need a comment here.
I'm disappointed in the fact that he's here.
10 seconds here.
Your last 10 seconds
blurred.
Literally
5 seconds.
You know, as a Boston student, I really.
Okay. That was 5 seconds with Jack Eichel.
I just want to let you know that we just got a surprise guest in this room.
Oh, please don't do this.
Oh, I'm dead serious. I want to tell you right now. Can we bring in Brianna Decker? Hello, Brianna. Hello, Brianna.
Brianna Decker isn't in here because we're running out of time.
Are we really?
Yeah. Time is illusion and it's not real, but we still got, like,
you know, honestly, that's something.
6 minutes left.
All right, like, if you have any questions, like, feel free to shoot them our way. God knows we're not doing anything else at this point.
God knows we're running out of time. We have 6 minutes left.
Jack Eichel.
Why do you podcast if you're running out of time?
That was terrible. You are so off-key right there. Like, do you think that for the last 6 minutes we should just play Hamilton?
God, no.
Okay, I'm just saying that we were probably
That's a hard no.
That would be, we'd probably get sued as well.
A really hard no. Yeah.
Oh, do you? I mean, Jack Eichel is talking behind me, and I don't want to know what he's talking about because it's starting to get pretty crazy back there.
Yeah.
He's looking for a special drink, and I will be right back. Marissa, can you please fill in this radio station?
This is a lot of pressure.
I can help.
But, you know, I kind of just want to look back at the year we've had because little do you know that Fog Squad started off as two high school girls writing shit on the internet, and now we're two college girls writing shit on the internet. And it's just an honor to be able to grow and to get to this level of success. So we like to thank all the fans for being with us. And to all the haters, we'd like to say, you know what? We're better than you. Fuck the haters.
The haters have actually made us stronger, if you ask me. We're so strong now because of all the haters.
Little do they know that whenever someone talks shit about Fog Squad, two new people learn about Fog Squad, and two people love Fog Squad.
We're
like a hydra.
Like a
you cut shaman. One head off. And
I'm your future.
It was getting really sloppy. I'm sorry. Hey, Stephanie, thanks for listening to our podcast. Thanks for interacting with us on the Twitter. I appreciate it. Having like 5 minutes is a lot of pressure. I'm not going to lie.
I can't find a special drink, and that's really disappointing me right now.
Where's the Bailey's at?
Like, Eiffel cannot say Bailey's. He said Rayleigh's, which is actually a very good cola brand, if you ask me.
Yeah, I love good Rayleigh's.
Speaking of Rayleigh's, let's talk about Rally. How are the Carolinas doing this season?
Hey, they won today. I saw that.
Jack Eichel, do you keep up with the Carolina Hurricanes?
We're not talking to Jack Eichel anymore, I swear to God.
I saw the motherfucking goal call
For a man who's completely sober, you are very loud.
For a man who's completely sober, you're really fucking drunk right now.
Yeah, he was saying Rayleigh's, everybody, Rayleigh's.
But does anyone know what happened to Jeff Skinner? Like, please, if you're Jeff Skinner, if you're out there listening, please tweet me. Let me know that you're doing okay.
It's just, we got a question.
Oh.
Jen Hamburglar at Sharks Jen, at Fog Squad, do you like to punch mugs? And that's a good question. What is your answer?
This person doesn't follow me on Twitter, first of all.
Okay, well, that seemed weirdly specific, but all right. Like,
I feel like bunching mocks is now the most out-of-date joke right now.
You know, for somebody who was on Deadspin because of that fucking tweet, I hate it. I hate bunching mocks. I just, every time I just see one, I'm just like, Jamie Benn, and I just see his cow face.
Are you being homophobic right now?
Yes, I am, actually. I am.
Jack Eichel is not allowed to talk about this.
Jack Eichel is not in this room anymore. I'm glad because, I regret having Jack on the show.
I do, too.
We should have gone Jonathan Tate again.
Jonathan Tate. We could have even gone the homeless guy down the street, and he probably would have been far less combative.
Jonathan Tate, if you're out there, we miss you. We'd like you to come back on our show.
Hopefully you study more about your background. Jesus fucking Christ.
Jonathan, if you're out there, don't know if you are. You might be busy. You might be busy at Columbia or wherever it is that you go to school. But we miss you. We'd like you to come back. Please, please, for the love of God, come back. Don't let us talk to Jack Eichel and
Daddy.
What was that?
What
did you just say?
We were running out of time, but we don't. We actually have quite a few minutes left. We have 2.5
minutes. And that's pretty good. So if you have any questions, please send them in. We are running out of information to tell you. Clearly. Oh, God, Jack, please don't talk to us anymore.
But I think the Los Angeles Kings are going to win the Stanley Cup. I'm just going to throw it out there, like, stone me. Like, please, I'm into that. That's a thing for me.
Honestly, I'll tell you right now that you did get a Los
Angeles
Stanley Cup champions
2016
tattoo, did you not?
This is awkward because I love this person, but I drank half a bottle of Malibu, and so
you did not say Malibu.
Grange, I love you. You're winning the fantasy pool. I'm sorry for fucking up your name. We're actually out of seconds, so thanks to the fans. If you want to listen to another podcast, let us know. We might be sober, we might not be sober. Just give us some critique so we know what's happening. Oh, we actually have a minute and a half left. It gave me the voice warning me, so now.
I mean, Jack says he wants to talk some more, but I'm unwilling to hand him.
Do you remember that movie, Max Keebler's Big Move? That's what it feels right now, because they tried to end the podcast there. We have a minute and a half. It's like when this kid, so the plot of the movie is basically like, this kid thinks that his parents are moving, so he kind of burns all the bridges and he's like, fuck you, to a teacher and stuff, and then it turns out he's not moving.
I don't know what she's talking about, because I am exactly 6 years old. I don't know what you're talking about. It's on the table, by the way. We're almost over. This was a great 30 minutes with you guys. I always miss talking to you. Our next podcast, maybe next week, maybe never.
Maybe it could be in
10
minutes.
It could be in 10 minutes.
Let us know if you want to hear us more.
I mean, we can bring Jack back if he really wants to come back.
Please don't talk, Jack.
Please tell us you hate Jack, so we cannot. If you tell us Jack sucks, then we will never bring it back. So we can bring on like a better. We can bring back Jonathan Hayes. We can. I think we have connections.
We just gotta buy the cheese curds in advance.
Okay. So, thank you, everybody. This is Fog Squad logging off.
Yo, Buffalo is gonna come. We're going to come win that cup. Foligno scoring some goals here. Johnny Zulmark!